From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. That's what I'm talking about. It's another Electronica edition of All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. Bob Boylan is away, and when the cat is away, the mice play electronic music. I'm here with Otis Hart and Sammy Yenigan. Hey, guys.
Hey, Robin.
And this first thing we're listening to is Hudson Mohawk. Otis, it's one of your picks. Let's listen to it for a minute, and we'll come back and talk about it. Wow, that's some craziness. What can you tell us about Hudson Mohawk?
Oh, Hudson, he's a guy, young kid from Glasgow, Scotland, and he's got a new EP coming out on Warp Records next month. And, you know, he's been making sort of this, like, hyper-glow, crazy music for a couple years now. And this is the best thing I've heard from him yet, actually, so far. The song is called Thank You. And it's off the EP that's coming out called Satin Panthers.
When's that due out?
That's August 2nd, I think.
You called it, what did you call it, something glow, day glow music?
Hyper glow.
What's hyper glow?
I don't know. It's got this, like, it's like a rainbow on steroids.
And how would you, is it distinctive because of all its chopped up beats here, or?
Well, I think one thing that sets Hudson apart, brilliant production, you know, it's sort of like, in comparison to the whole chill wave, what was the glow-fi? It was like glow-fi is the opposite of this. So that's why I said hyper glow.
Similar sounds, more hyper.
Sammy, what do you have for us?
Ooh, I'm going to start with something, this new record by Apparat that I've been obsessing over recently. The record's called The Devil's Walk, and the song is called Black Water, and it's just like, as it gets so big, and his voice, I mean, even though it's huge and has a lot going on, his voice is really sweet, and kind of the melody is captivating.
If I may interject for just
yeah,
one
go
second,
for it.
I thought this might be actually a really apt pick for this week's show, because you guys are doing something on songs that make you cry, right? On the blog?
We are. We've got a call out now on the blog for people to tell us which songs make them cry. Is this one that makes you cry?
I know for a fact that Sammy has teared up to this song.
Weeping.
Seriously.
Whenever I hear this song. Yeah, no, it's
all right, let's listen to Apparat.
Thank you.
I really hate it. I did not want to walk over that, Sammy. That is really lovely.
Yeah, it's, I mean, when I say cry, I mean, it's more of like that blissed out, euphoric cry, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
When
I mean,
you
that,
wish you were crying.
No, that, happy cry, where it's so beautiful you cry as opposed to it's really depressing.
Right, makes, right, exactly. Yeah. And he's, you know, I'm really excited for this album that's coming out. It's, you know, from what I've heard.
And do we get
and
a little
I've heard
rain?
It all.
A little rain here at
it's
the
great.
End?
It's great. Yeah, we got rain at the end.
That's appropriate.
Actually, that's Sammy okay. crying.
The sound of Sammy's tears.
No, but the album's great, and I've been a big fan of his stuff for a while now. Apparat, he's a German producer, and he's worked with another one of my favorite artists, Mode Selector. They do this combo thing called Moderat, and if you haven't ever heard any of their music, it's really incredible. It's kind of Mode Selector does kind of like a dubstep glitchy thing, and Apparat does, you know, some of this electronic pop music, and when they come together, it's really incredible.
You mentioned that this was a song that got you really choked up, Sammy, so I'll use this as an opportunity to remind everyone that we do have that blog post up asking people to tell us about the songs that make you sad. What are the songs that make you cry? Actually, not sad, just the songs that make you cry. And we are going to put together a show on those songs and maybe a playlist, too, because we're getting so many from people. And that'll be on next week's All Songs Considered, and probably do a stream. I don't know how many songs we'll have in it, maybe 1,000, because we've had something like 6,000 yeah. songs already nominated for it. Apparently, there are a lot of songs that make people cry. Do you have one that's going to make us cry, Otis?
Oh,
what do you
let's
got?
Pick it up, dude.
Yeah.
Let's dance or
yeah,
something.
We got to come back from that.
To plug something we did last week, actually, the stream is down now, but we did a mix, Sammy and I, and a couple stations, KCRW, KEXP, and WXPN. All got together, tried to figure out what the songs of the summer would be, the dance songs of the summer mm-hmm. specifically. And from what I've read and the feedback I've gotten, this song we're about to hear is sort of like lining up to be the song of the summer in clubs. It's called "Your Everything" by Danny Days, who's this Miami producer. He's on this label called Hot Creations that's sort of blowing up right now.
I just want to point out a lot of these songs have really long intros like this, and why is that?
And that's because DJs, you know, will mix these into long sets, and then so you want like 16 to 32 bars where you have time to beat match, match the tempos of the two songs you're playing. So it'll be like a really simple, repetitive, you know, either bass kick or hi-hat. That the DJs can use to line up the tempos.
So these are really just, it sounds like music, but a lot of ways it's just cues to them for when it's about to take
it's
off. Here.
I mean, it's really having heads and tails to all of your songs so that they can be used in sets.
Cool. It feels like this one's about to take off, so
I think
we'll
so,
let
yeah.
it go.
Let's do it.
they need to mix in that cut from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Bow, 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 bow.
God, what was that then?
Was it Yellow?
Yeah,
I think so. So, what can you tell us about Danny Days?
Danny's been in the game for a little while. He started DJing raves at 13. And, he's just one of those guys that lives in his studio and kind of tweaks everything to perfection every time.
Studio nerd.
And, 13 years old and he was DJing raves?
Yeah. He DJed, then he got into like Fruity Loops. It's software that allows you to make this kind of music. But I think he's taken it to another level as he's gotten older.
Listeners at home, I hope you're listening to this on either a pair of headphones or speakers with really good low end, because the bass on that track is crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's so warm and kind of bouncy. I don't know. It does it for me.
Sammy, what do you got?
I got this track from Bala Macabre. He's a 20-year-old guy from Pennsylvania. His name is Alex Kuhn. He's been doing this thing where it's kind of this, you know, there's this pitched up vocal sampling that's going on in a lot of dubstep. I mean, Burial is kind of the guy who championed this sound, and we've covered Barry a little bit on our site. But it's this, like, you take this R&B sample and you pitch it up to like a really high octave, only he's putting these like really slow hip-hop beats under it as opposed to dubstep. It's not really the format, the rhythmic structure of the song isn't so much dubstep as it is hip-hop, and it's these really slow drawn out sounds. I really like it.
What's the cut?
The song is called Apart.
Totally knew what you were talking about when you were describing the high-pitched voice. I guess I always thought that was auto-tune when I heard that, but it's not, because they're taking samples, right?
Yeah, auto-tuning is a bit different. Auto-tuning is kind of, you know, you sing into something and then you have the electronics digitally, yeah, you know, shape the sound. Whereas in this case, he's taking samples and then he's simply like raising the octave. I mean, it's similar in the sense that it's electronics that are adjusting the pitch of and the frequency of the waveform, but it's a bit different in the actual execution of what he's doing.
I can totally hear as well why you were thinking of Burial. It's got a similar sound. It's not quite as dark as Burial.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's got, for me, it's got more of like, I can nod my head to a little bit more. Burial always leaves me off kilter. I mean, Burial always, like, I mean, his stuff, and I, you know, love Burial. His stuff is always a bit more unsettling and kind of more brooding and darker, as you said. This has definitely more of a bounce, but I like this too.
So that was Bala Macabre, and the song was Apart. What's the album that's from?
It's coming off. It's coming on an album called Wander Wonder. And that's out September 6th.
Cool.
On Triangle Records.
Triangle Records. Great record label if you haven't checked it out.
Otis, what do you got for us?
I think we're going to go with this song by Ital. His name is Daniel Martin McCormick, and he's a DC guy. Did you ever hear the band Black Eyes back in the day, an old Discord band?
No, I don't know them. I thought you were going to say Black Keys. I know.
No, this is Black Eyes. They fit right into like
big
sort of like
DC band.
A more hyperactive Fugazi type sound. And Daniel Ital has gone from there to making sort of like proggy kraut stuff, and now he's fiddling around on synthesizers. And
he also does this project called Mia Me, which is
right.
A favorite of mine.
Daniel usually is really into like this damaged synthesizer sound of late, but this track is pretty upbeat, pretty danceable. It comes out in a couple weeks on a label called 100% Silk. The song is called Only For Tonight.
Let's give it a listen. Say they use vintage like 80s synthesizers. This sounds very 80s.
I'm not sure what Daniel uses specifically, but
he tends to go all analog with his stuff.
Yeah, he's a dumpster diver.
Yeah, that's right.
Very cool. So it's Ital, and the song is Only For Tonight. Is this just a single, or is it coming out on a record?
No, he pretty much just releases singles. So yeah, it'll be on vinyl and MP3 in a couple weeks.
Cool. Sammy, take us somewhere completely different.
Okay, I'm going to take you to Africa. This group Digital Line, which is actually it's a German duo, but they sampled the song from Oumou Sangari, this Malian singer, Oumou Sangari's song, Dairabi Nene. And I'm going to play you a little bit of the original, and then I kind of want to show you what they did to the remix to make it a club-ready track. So let's play a little bit of that original.
And we'll leave the mics open here. And she's an artist from Mali. You can hear it right away in her music.
She's probably the most famous musician in Mali.
So note those strings at the top. Keep those in mind.
All right, that gives us a little taste of the original cut.
Right on. Now, if you are a DJ and you're in a club and you're trying to get that same vibe, but you're trying to get people to dance to it, you would do what Digital Line did to this song. Thank you.
Okay, so we're not really hearing what they did to this song yet. This is 11 and a half minute cut here. Do you want to scooch it forward?
Yeah, this sounds just like another.
This is the intro, right? Where they're getting ready to mix everything.
Yeah, exactly. So now let's move it up a little bit and get some of that.
Very cool. Let's listen. Love what they did with this. Do you know, Sammy, if they got the master tapes and pulled her voice out, or did they just take the record and?
I don't. But listen to how clean those samples are. I mean, you would think that they got the master.
Yeah, that's
that,
what I'm
right?
wondering. I would think it's just separated so nicely.
Yeah, that's great. It's a great sound, and you know, they clearly cleaned up the sound a lot. You know, here we have these Swiss DJs who work in Germany, who are putting, you know, Malian singers into their works. I mean, it's truly a global effort.
Well, there's a lot of German labels and artists right now going to Africa, getting records. And you don't have to go to Africa to get this record. This is on a major label, but in funk and old reissues, like there's a lot of labels right now in Germany specifically that are sort of like digging up and either celebrating or recontextualizing this African music.
So that was Digital Line. The song was Africa. We got another cut. Otis, I know we want to get to from you, but before we do that, I want to hear about Shlomo. Sammy, what can you tell us about Shlomo?
So Shlomo is a kid from L.A. He's putting out his debut album on the Friends of Friends Records. And his stuff, it's called the Bad Vibes LP. And his stuff is kind of a lot more slowed down and chiller than what we just listened to, for sure. it's a part of this beat music scene, really hip-hop based. Let's take a listen to his song, Just Us. Thank you.
Sammy, I was reading a little bit about Shlomo, and he describes his music as nighttime backyard noises. I thought that was a perfect description.
I think that's fitting.
It does have that sort of dreamy, hot night sort of sound to it, but all the textures.
And it really has that kind of off-kilter. I mean, I've used that word over and over again, but it's kind of like setting up these rhythms that are just barely hanging on to each other in a way that, that makes sense. And mm-hmm. so it's kind of like this really syncopated format that you know somebody you were saying while the song was going, you can hear James Blake singing over this, and
that's what I thought when I heard it.
Yeah, totally. And some little bit of Mount Kimby or something in there, maybe.
Totally. I mean, it's all you know, that they're kind of coming from different places, hip hop versus dub and reggae, but it's all this beat music that's, you know, instrumental and kind of about syncopating a rhythm as dramatically as you can and still have it keep together and work together.
And the more off-kilter you make it, I mean, it kind of... So many things have been done before at this point. Like, if... you're not going to come at it with a straight hip-hop beat, but if you can just mix it up just a tiny bit, keep people just not knowing where the beat's going to fall, it's going to sound more original. And nowadays, I mean, it's an in sound, to be honest. I like Shlomo, but you know, when I heard that, I was like, oh, that's James Blake.
Yeah, you still, though, you know, as off kilter as the beats get, it's still somehow danceable. That's the thing that that gets me about it.
Like a slow dance.
Yeah, I mean, I saw him. So, you know? I saw him. He came to the U Street Music Hall here in D.C. and he was, you know, people are just like swaying and like I mean, moving a lot, but it's this like kind of slow, drawn out mm-hmm. movement. And he he killed it. He did a good job.
So that's Shlomo, the song Just Us from the Bad Vibes LP. Okay, Otis, take us out. You've got something from a band called Tiger and Woods,
you know.
Electronic artists love a good pun, don't they?
Well, it's also, there's so many people, this duo is they got a couple things going for them that help them stand out. One, obviously the name is ridiculous. But they have intentionally kept their identity secret. Sort of, it's a popular thing these days. Jason Richards wrote in the Atlantic last week about how the way to get noticed these days is to not say anything, not tell anyone anything about yourself. People start caring more. And that definitely helped Tiger and Woods. But the thing is, a lot of acts go anonymous, especially in this new disco edit scene, because what they're doing is kind of like pushing the envelope when it comes to copyright laws. They're taking old disco songs and editing them into new songs, which, you know, these are new compositions, but they're sampling stuff that has been copyrighted and released in the past.
And this is another term, is the edit. Kind of just another level of remix, where you're leaving a lot of the parts of the song intact, but you're adding new elements and changing and making it dancier. It's big. It's a big thing to edit disco songs. Dimitri and Paris does it a mm-hmm. lot. A lot of these big DJs do it a lot.
And in fact, a lot of them do it rather poorly, to be honest. But Tiger and Woods, what separates them, I think, is that you get this real crisp, polished sound. A lot of times, these edits are only out on vinyl, and you can sort of hear the crackle and hiss behind. This is club ready. This is like, you know,
polished.
No EQing necessary.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah. So, yeah, crank it.
So this is Tiger and Woods. The song is Gin Nation. Thanks, guys, for doing this.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Robin.
Thank you. And next week, Bob Boylan is back. We'll have songs that make you cry. From NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. It's All Songs Considered.